You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, Meg.
Hey.
Okay, so most calls coming in now saying, I mean, you're entitled to do what you want to do. It's your dad. But Denisha wants to tell you that maybe you shouldn't do it around Father's Day. Go ahead, Denisha.
Yes, I was calling to say maybe she should talk to him from now up until Father's Day or a couple days before Father's Day, just small conversation and maybe, like, throw in a couple hints, but if he doesn't say anything, she shouldn't either. Or say, like, I want to send you something for Father's Day. Can I have the address? If he doesn't want her to send her something, he really don't want her to be in the house either.
So you think the whole key to this thing is finding out if he's trying to avoid her being at that home, which she hasn't been to in over a decade, 12 years.
Yes, and if he doesn't want to receive mail from her, that means he probably hasn't told them about her either.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of that?
I mean, that's a good option. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
he's still her father.
What do you think about that? Like, the key here, Jen, she's saying, is that find out if he's really trying to avoid keeping her at that house or getting her to that house.
Keeping her a secret
away.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's up to Meg on if she's going to take advice or not. I mean, one of the last calls we took was her, you know, a woman who had gone through this experience and said it's not all puppy dogs and rainbows and that's not the way that it's going to go. So change your expectation or change your plan, but don't expect it to just be perfect together when you see your dad for the first time in 12 years and you're shocking him like this. I mean, it's really not fair to him or the potential stepsister either.
So what you have here is a situation with Meg that she wants to go up to her father's house, and she hasn't been there in 12 years. He sort of kept her away, and she thinks she has a half-sister, and she wants to go up there Father's Day now. She was going to go this weekend, but she said, nah, I don't want to do that. I really want to make it shocking and wait till Father's Day weekend, and she'll show up there, knock on the door, and find out if she has a half-sister. So we're taking advice from you guys right now, and here's Lori. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It seems like it's more about the half-sister than it really is about her relationship with her dad. So what I suggest her do to investigate just a little bit further, because 10 to 1, if the little girl's 12, she probably has her own Facebook. I would go on the mom's, look at the little girl's picture, go through her mom's friends, find the little girl and see if she has the same last name as her dad. Because if not, then it could have been a previous marriage.
That's
child.
True.
You know? Man.
That's a good point, because you could be working yourself up over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still think we do have two issues, though. We got the half-sister issue, but then we also have the issue of why hasn't Meg been over to my house in 12 years?
Mm-hmm. But even if it's a half-sister, it's still a stepsister.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I did look her up on Facebook.
Oh you looked up the potential half-sister.
You're beautiful.
And what'd you find?
The sexiest thing you've ever said.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And what did you find?
Well, her profile setting is private, so I couldn't really see anything except, like, her fan pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm creating a fake account to friend her.
Okay.
So what are you going to be, like, an 11 or 12-year-old girl that just links up with her on Facebook and gets some more info?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I thought I might, like, you know, like some of the same fan pages as her, so it wouldn't be weird.
I mean, this is a lot of energy that you're exuding when you should just talk to your dad and just be honest with him.
Oh, Melissa. Talking to your dad does not make good radio.
If everybody went the mature route and honest route, we would have we'd have 4 minutes of material in this show. So please do not take
Melissa's
advice. No more honesty. No more high road.
Crazy talk.
I think part of,
antiquated.
Part of, Meg, it sounds to me like part of your plan to shock him is to find out how does he really feel about you. You know, like, I want to find out how my dad really feels about me, and his reaction is going to tell me that. So I don't know. I just think you have to be really clear about your intentions. Are you trying to figure out, does he really love you? Does he not? All those kind of things based on his reaction. I think that's why she wants to surprise him.
Here is Janice with some advice. Hey, Janice, good morning. You're on with Meg.
Hi.
Hi.
To me, she's acting just like her dad. She's being sneaky just like he is. Mm-hmm. And if she really wants this relationship with her dad, she needs to just call him straight out and say, is this my sister, and give him a chance to be the father that she wants him to be.
Does that have the same impact on a woman it has on a guy? If you tell me I'm being like my dad, that's my hot button. Is it the same thing with a woman, any parent, or does it have to be your mom to be the hot button?
Well, it depends on which parent you are irritated by.
Seriously. Yeah. Which parent's qualities you dislike the most, and if you're being compared to those.
Right.
Yeah.
Here is Shantae. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to tell Meg that I think she should go. I don't care when. Father's Day seems like a good enough time. My dad basically did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He divorced my mom. He got married. My brother found out accidentally. My dad has still yet admitted that he's married. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if, you know, according to my father, I don't know that he's married. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that if this is a way for her to get closure on the whole deal, because obviously her and her dad don't have that great a relationship, or we wouldn't be talking today, you know? So she should just go, force his hand. When she shows up at his door, he's either going to say, he's going to have to tell her, you know, I don't want you here because X, Y, Z, or invite her in and introduce her to these people.
But smoke them out one way or the other.
So, Meg, I mean, we had a Burt Show listener a little earlier ask about how you found out about his wife and his marriage. Like, was it your brother? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was my brother finally spilled the beans a few years ago.
And how did he know? Because the listener was confused on how did he know so much information that you didn't know.
You know, I'm not exactly sure why, but my dad and my brother stayed a lot closer than he and I did after he moved to Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, for some reason my dad couldn't talk to me on the phone. It was that, you know, we could talk to my brother, and I don't know. And maybe he thinks I'm still mad at him for divorcing my mom.
Yeah, there's something there, too. If he is being more open with the brother and not her, isn't there something there?
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be a guy-guy thing.
Male binding.
Yeah. Does your brother know about the half-sister? Like, he doesn't even know?
Well, if he did, he didn't tell me about that. We got in a big fight when he told me about when he told me that my dad had gotten remarried because I couldn't believe he hadn't told me earlier.
Right. Mm-hmm. Here is Casey with an interesting angle on this whole thing. Hey, Casey.
Hey.
Hi. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, what if it's the stepmom? Like, what if she's jealous and doesn't want her dad to be, you know, around her previous family?
Look, we've heard this from time to time where the new wife just almost wants to, like, clean the slate, doesn't want to be reminded that he has had another family, nothing.
Especially
just compartmentalize it.
Especially if she's the reason that the first marriage broke apart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, Meg's going to do something about it. You know, she's either going to tell him she's coming or just show up and surprise him, but there's no way at this point you can just sit back and do nothing and let it keep going.
Mm-mm.
Right.
You just have to prepare for a reaction you're not expecting. Like, if he shuts you out, you just got to say, okay, that's it. Done. Wash your hands.
And after that happens, call us back. We'll give you some more advice.
It sounds like you have an agenda already, though. It sounds like you know you're going to go on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You're going to create this account as the 12-year-old girl and get some info. And it sounds to me like your agenda is already to go up there on Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have definitely given us reason to call you back. So can we check back with you next week?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, hold on one second for me. I don't think people are done giving you advice, so hold on one second. So 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Linda.
Okay. I think that she should go because I think that she should be able to have a relationship with her sister, and I think it was very selfish of her dad not to let her know that she had a sister.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that she should be able to, if she wants to be able to have a relationship with her.
You have the best advice because your accent is caring.
I'm going to take one more call, then we'll move on. Good morning, Drew, because Drew has been in this exact spot. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm the sister on the situation. I mean, not in Meg's situation, but my brother was given up for adoption, and I appreciated him coming down. I think she should go see him whenever she wants to.
What were the circumstances, though? There wasn't like this, I mean, it sounds like with your family, there wasn't a hidden adopted brother or sister, was there?
Yeah, I wasn't told about him. I mean, I was 22 when he came down, and I wasn't told anything about him. And when he showed up, I was super surprised, but I'm kind of upset at my parents for not letting me know, but I'm glad that I met him now.
And you have a relationship with him now?
I do.
Wow.
That's cool.
So your advice is go up there, even though it's shocking, you appreciate that it happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I think she should go up there like today. You don't even wait until Father's Day.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
All right.
It shouldn't surprise us anymore. We hear stories like this all the time. You know, like somebody passes away, like grandfather passes away, and then you find out, like right after the funeral, that he had a family over there. Family, we've taken those calls, right? Mm-hmm. Family over there also.
The whole life that you never knew about. It's crazy.
It's the Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.